Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We got a message from Jill this morning who's just really feeling for her 7-year-old son who seems to be going through it because kids these days, man, it takes one person to make one negative comment about the way they look, the way they dress, their Halloween costume, what have you, and then that's it. They throw in the towel.
Their self-esteem's in the toilet.
And the message she wrote in for this morning is, "Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son, 7, asked me to be Star-Lord, who's the main character in Guardians of the Galaxy. He just loves the films. His dad and I watched with him, too. Mm-hmm. He asked months ago to be this character for Halloween and was just very excited when the costume finally came in. Well, when he tried it on, his best friend was over. When we went into the bathroom to see the costume, his friend started saying it looked dumb. And I shut the door in his friend's face and told him his friend is just jealous and that it really is a cool costume. He seemed okay, and that was a week ago. He wore the costume to a recent family Halloween event and loved it. But then this week, he tells me he doesn't want to wear his costume to his school party or their Halloween event after school because he says no one at his school is into the film as much as he is, and he thinks he'll look dumb and be embarrassed. I tried to reiterate that he looks really cool and that his costume is for whatever he wants to be and not for anyone else, but I left it there for the moment. His school Halloween thing is next week, and I'm really struggling with what to do. My husband isn't sure either. He seems really depressed. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to wear the costume, I certainly won't force him. But I just feel so sad for him, and I want him to know the importance of being true to himself as well as standing up for himself. He's a very sensitive kid and cares a lot about what his peers think of him. Mm-hmm. This is my least favorite part of parenting. And would just love any advice on this. Thank you.
Interesting. See, that's tough. Like, they're so impressionable at that age. And they can change on the drop of a hat on a dime if somebody's, like, bullying them or making them feel less than. Because they're like, well, I don't want to get involved in that.
Right.
I don't want to feel like the outsider, the odd man out.
I remember being that age, 7 years old, wearing my Halloween costume to school. And at the time when you walk in, you're like, this is cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I wore it. But you can't help. You start thinking real quick about what other people think of you. Are they going to find it cool? Do they like it too? 585-252-9800. Has anybody been in this position with their kids? You know what I mean? They're down in the dumps. And they were on cloud 9. Not anymore. It took one of his friends to say one thing. So if his friend, in front of his own parents, said he looked dumb, what are they doing at school?
Right.
What are they saying to him there?
And that's his friend. You know? Golly.
Who's here? Let me see. Let's get to some texts. Some of them are coming in slow here. Trisha says, my 5-year-old wanted to take off his Snoopy shirt as soon as I picked him up yesterday, and he wouldn't tell me why. He was so excited to wear it in the morning, though. I don't know what happened, but I suspect it was probably something like this. Probably.
Interesting.
Kids are all the same.
Did you ever have a costume that you had as a kid that you, not regret, but like felt a little self-conscious about?
Yeah, when my dad dressed me up in a trash bag and told me to go as a California raisin. And I was wearing a mustache.
I'm not really sure.
It's like, I don't know what's
happening. I was like emo 1 year. I had like a mohawk. I had a clothespin going through my nose.
Why?
Like, I don't.
How old were you?
I had to have been like fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
I got to find the photos. You're going to die. You're literally going to die.
1 year I panicked. I was in fourth grade. I had nothing. So I went as a mad scientist.
See.
Had the wig, had the goggles you wear in science class. I carried around a Bunsen burner. I don't know, man.
This is on theme and on brand for you. You're like, I love Halloween. And every story you tell, you're like, I'm panicking at the last minute. I'm like, what?
I don't know. I never know what to wear. I got nothing for this weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do.
This person says, maybe give him a backup outfit. If he really feels bad, he can change. But I would at least try and wear it. It's what he wanted to wear first and see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go. You got to have a backup. Let's go to our listener, Kristen. Good morning, guys. Both my boys loved pink until their friends at school laughed at them for it. And it doesn't matter how much you try to rectify it afterwards. It still changes them. Just continue to encourage your son and tell him how awesome he looks. Paul says, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I was the kid walking around telling everyone how much their costume sucked.
Oh my God.
Only because I was bitter and my parents hated the holidays. I never was able to dress up and I wanted to dress up, but never got the chance. Don't let this kid, friends, ruin his Halloween like I did for so many. Thank you, Paul.
He's the guy ruining that. He's the kid.
Paul, that was very nice of you to open up, buddy. We do appreciate that.
Paul, but we're also pissed at you, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What a bully.
I hate that. I agree. Maybe have the backup costume is a good idea.
But you're from Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that film. How can you go wrong wearing that costume? Who's not going to like that costume?
But listen. I do understand there is a bit of a panic that sets in when you have a costume idea and you really love it and then nobody knows who you are. And then you have to explain it to everybody. It's just awkward. It's like,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. They're like, I've never seen that before.
Who doesn't love Chris Pratt? After he worked out, not before. Bring him to a store that sells cheapish costumes and have him pick out one that's on the rack, if there are any left at this point. Or could he wear last year's costume? Or no kid wants to do that. Wear last year, recycle? No. Or could you borrow one? Let him choose between realistically available options.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget as a kid, man. My mom would try to make some homemade costumes, either for the school play or Halloween. Do moms still do that?
Yeah, honestly,
they're rare today.
Homemade costumes, if you have a crafty parent, are mint. Absolutely,
yeah,
mint. I mean, custom crafty. I made my own costumes. Sometimes I did. One year I was a credit card. I got a big poster board.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah,
even like. Years back, when I did the Michael Jackson tribute at the 98 Peaks by Summer Jam, my mom made me a pair of Michael Jackson pants, hemmed them, did the sequence down the side. Oh, she crushed it.
Moms are great. That's intense.
Gina says, my daughter's only 5 now, and we haven't had a situation like this. Only a classmate said that Spider-Man is for boys. She still wears her Spider-Man stuff and plays with it. So who cares what everybody else thinks? And then I'll get over to Alia. I think it's Alia. Let him choose a new costume. My mother forced me once to wear a costume I hated, and I was so embarrassed by it, and it was my last Halloween. I've hated it ever since and refused to ever dress up again. These are very impressionable years.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Get him the, Jill, get him the backup costume. Even though, I mean, Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy, it's not the newest movie anymore. I mean, he's a few years old now. But still, I mean, if he's self-conscious about wearing that, just give him a backup costume.
Exactly.
All right, guys, thanks for all the messages. We always appreciate that for Parental Confidential. Jill, thank you for your original message. We're going to take a quick break on PXY.